subheads that are put in there, and then it stops. It's the plot to kill Jesus. Just many of the Jews believe in him. Yeah. And then it stops. What it fails to continue on with, and I think sometimes can be really important, is that there are a number of people within the Jewish religion authority who look at what is going on, especially Caiaphas, the high priest. This is a man they should fear, because he's got the power to raise the dead and bring people to him that way. He's a threat to the order in Israel. And so, to deal with that threat, they respond with a plot to kill him. That's one reason why this is a scripture that we get at this time of the year, because we're leading towards the trial and execution and the resurrection of Jesus. This is where the plot starts. Jesus has become a threat to the peace and order of the Roman Empire in Israel. Why is he now? Jesus offers life. That's one way to look at this. Jesus sees death and offers life. The response of those in authority is violence, threats, and death. And so, so much of what goes on in the Gospel of John, which for me becomes, it's like one of those layer cakes. It's got so many different layers that it looks really tasty and intriguing. But you don't take so much at a time, or else it's just too rich. At least for me. I can stare at a cake like that and think, I want to eat it all. But I only get so far and it's over. I can't go on. John is so filled with layers in the stories that he can only, quite frankly for me, only manage bits of it at a time. So when we find ourselves 45 more verses of John on a Sunday morning, trying to figure out what layers to dig into can be a real challenge. Instead, on the surface, we have a story of Jesus coming to a tomb of a dead friend and bringing this man back to life, demonstrating God's power through him. But there's more. God, as I said, the story of Jesus offering the promise of new life, running up against the death, and the violence, and the oppression of empire. We've also got the foreshadowing that's provided within this story to Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus comes to a tomb. Women are weeping. Others are offering consolation. The stone is rolled away. The man is raised from the dead. Jesus weeping alongside those who are grieving the death of a friend. There's all these different things that are going on that offers so much to draw from. Where do you start? I find myself this morning really thinking about that whole image of death and life. connection to the rest of the world. That is used quite frequently in this story in reference to life. The other word that comes up a lot is, if I can pronounce this word, athanao, which is a reference to illness, which is this sort of drowsy unresponsiveness, not able to really connect to what is going on around you. Your senses are dulled. And that is the word, term that is used for illness that Lazarus is experiencing. A life that isn't really connected to what is going on around him. His inability to really connect. So it is, in many ways, a death of the Zoe. And I find that a very intriguing image when we start thinking about what kind of life does Jesus call us to here? Is it a life spiritually connected to God and drawing us to be more aware of who we are and where we are? A life that is truly connected God's creation, one in which we are truly connected and fully able to enjoy the connections we have with the people around us, to the life that surrounds us? Or do we find ourselves increasingly drawn into ourselves, into our own personal little lives, concerned about those things that society in which we live tells us are so important? So inward focus that we lose the ability to truly appreciate the life that God has provided to us, the life that we are called to fully engage in, to be aware of the joy, the struggles, the successes, and the pains that are all around us. You see, to truly be alive, to see and experience the wonder of this world means to not only to take full joy from all the beauty, but also to open ourselves up and to be vulnerable to the pain and the grief that are so much a part of being alive. Jesus experiences the grief and the weeping of Mary and Martha. He too weeps. I find that a really powerful image. Jesus comes there knowing that he can provide life. But upon experiencing the grief of his friends, joins in, he too weeps. How often have we, in the face of grief, wondered, where is God? If God was here, God might have changed this. How often have we said the same words that Mary and Martha do to Jesus? In that moment, Jesus weeps. But also in that moment is the promise of new life. Is it necessarily the life that we desire, believe and desire, ready for